Good morning, everyone. Good morning. So we are back with you guys. So I know for a lot of people here in Quebec, spring break has officially ended today, and we are getting back to our routine. So we are here with you this morning, and actually we will finish, Sylvain and I, the chapter that we are in. So for those who are following us for the first time, Sylvain and I on Monday and Tuesday. Oh, here it starts. The spring break starts there in Ontario for the first. Oh, okay, good. So actually, I think that with the snow that we just had yesterday here, like a lot of people will have loved to get that snow during the spring break, but it's the end for us. So on Monday and Tuesday, Sylvain and I are covering the John Maxwell book, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. 10 competencies, characteristics that a leader needs to develop to be a better leader. And we are finishing our chapter on attitude. So in the past few podcasts, we have covered how can you develop that with attitude, that whatever it takes, attitude to improve yourself, because we know that attitude is not necessarily the only thing, but it's the main thing, because the way you approach like problem, mistake, obstacle will be more easier with the right attitude. So today we are finishing that section and we are finishing that chapter. So we had one element that we need to cover just before making like kind of a big summary, just to be sure that we understand well that principle. So last week, we've covered the improve, okay? So how you need to improve from the thing that you test, you fail, and you learn from it. But finally, what you need to get, the point you need to get to finish that, that circle is re-enter. So what is re-enter? So see your life as maybe a line, like a timeline. And when you get to an obstacle, it's like if you were in like an other timeline, like a parallel timeline that is just a circle where you test, you fail, you learn, you improve. You test, you fail, you learn, you improve. You test, you fail, you learn to, and you improve. And when finally you get to the solution, you get to the thing that is working and you improve, you get back to your first timeline. You get to your principal timeline. And what is your job here is really to integrate, okay? Really integrate everything that you just test, fail, improve, and learn. So once you accomplish the fourth step, okay, with attitude, you're ready to get back to the ultimate race, which is get that experience and be sure that you put all of what you just learned in place. So yes, you have improved, you have developed new skills, and you have developed that leadership muscle. So now, because you get to that place where you being in that circle of having new challenge, of leading other people, you are ready for new challenge and you are ready to lead other people. Why? Because you're supposed to like really integrate and put in place what you just learned. And in the book, John Maxwell, for those who don't know his story, he's, can I say a priest? Not a priest. He's, what's the name? It's not priest.
A pastor. Pastor.
Pastor, yes, exactly, a pastor. I was like, it's not a priest, yeah. So he was a pastor, and actually he's been working in many different church in United States. And he said that in his two first church, he was really in that circle. Test, fail, learn, improve. Test, fail, learn, improve. And he said that obviously when he get to the second church, it was a little bit easier, but he still have to improve and work on his leadership muscle and work on many challenges that he had to face during those years. And when he get to the third, it was much more easier. And he said that many challenges that I have faced were easier and not seen as challenges or even obstacle because he was able to integrate and really work what he has developed in the previous year. So it's because that experience, okay, help you being committed. So he said, okay, I've gained that experience. I gained that knowledge. I know what I had to do. I know many obstacles that I can face. So how can I be sure that I succeed in that place? It's only if you are fully committed. So when you tend to develop, okay, those skills, those competencies, that experience, what it is really important is if you want it to work, okay, when you get back to that main timeline and say, I want to progress, I want to get to the next level, you just need to be fully committed. So what you have developed, that new skills, need to be implemented into an unwavering schedule. So right now we are really working with like the fam, like found at message, building relationship. This is something that we are seeing. It's implement and integrate into those unwavering schedules for the director. So when you develop that, you just need to be sure that it becomes a habit. And this habit needs to be put into a schedule that you will able to follow and just be sure that what you have worked on in the fail, test, fail, learn, improve is not something that was not important, but actually something that you can integrate and just be sure that you don't make the same mistake in the future or when you face the obstacle in the future that you had to redo all the work that you just done. So be sure that you really integrate what you have developed. So you need to track yourself. You need to be intentional about learning and putting those things in place. So that was like, if it was just for that point, we will have finished the podcast. But because we still have time, okay, we want to make kind of a review of what we've looked at in the book and really give you some a specific example of how actually that journey of those five steps are actually really there and how you can learn from it with example that Sylvain and I have looked into our life. But just before we do that, I want to get back to all of those five steps. Okay, what are they? So the first element was the test. So if you guys remember, what do you test? You test some assumption that you have, because remember, assumption are things that are not clear, are not specific, and that can lead your people to actually not being in action. So this is our job as a leader to question ideas that are assumption. So we need to test something that can clear that assumption. So you can get to that only if you ask a lot of questions. Ask questions about what you are doing, what are the results that you have, and always get to the question of how can I improve what is actually in place, even if it's working. Sometimes it's working, but because we get into a routine and we don't reflect anymore, it does not mean that it's the best way to do those things. So just question yourself and always get the only assumption that you can have is how can we do this thing better? So you need to look at the thing that you want to put to the test. So things that are not working or how a with question of how you can improve it. The second element, the second step is about failing. So obviously the idea that you will test will sometimes fail. And that's okay because fail just gives you an indicator of what needs to be improved and what needs to be worked on. So when you fail, what it is really important in that point is the attitude that you have when you are getting to a failure, when you are getting to a new obstacle. So failure is the constant companion of success. So you really need, okay, to understand that when you fail, it means that you do something. It means that you are in action. And this is an opportunity for you to just work that muscle. So when you fail, what it is really important, as I said, with the mindset, is to have a plan to get over failure. So to understand that, yes, our reaction will be denial. Our reaction will be to chase that failure. But instead of trying to chase it and like move away from failure, okay, what you actually you need to get to your mind is, okay, if I fail, I need to, yes, sometimes be sad about it or mad about it, but I need to just get to the next point, which is get over it and learn something from your failure. This is the really important point, because if you're not learning, you're foolish, okay? Because you try to avoid mistake. If actually, okay, you try to always move away from your failure, this can be fatal because you are becoming somebody that won't learn from it. So you need to just be sure to look at your failure as a way to get information, as a way to being informed. So this will help you, okay, actually develop new pattern, new communication, new relationship, new habit, new belief, and a mental model that will actually build your foundation. So failure is important because you need to learn from this just to be sure that you're building a strong foundation that will help you later move forward more quickly when you face an obstacle. And when you learn, okay, the things that you learn that help you like build your foundation and say, this is working, this is not working. Now you need to get to the fourth step, which is improve. So yes, sometimes we learn that a thing is working and a thing is not working. But even if it's working, is there a way that you can improve it? And the way you can improve it is with your mindset. So if you only have the be good mindset, actually, this will lead you to just face problem and cause new problem and difficulties because you just try to be perfect. So remember, we're not looking for perfection. We are striving for excellence, which is actually improve yourself. So the mindset that you need to have is that get better mindset. Because when you get that get better mindset, you tend to focus on developing abilities. You will accept mistake and you will stay motivated, okay, no matter what is happening, because you know that you are in a journey of improving. And when you improve that things, and remember, improve, you will get back to the test, okay, fail, learn, improve. It's kind of a circle, okay, that you have to do over and over. And when finally you get to that place where you say, okay, this is working and this is what I had in mind, okay, and you actually answer to the assumption that you had at the beginning and you say, this is a stage where I'm really proud of. So now you have to integrate that into your life and continue and use that experience to progress and be sure that when you face a similar obstacle, that it is easier for you to get over. So just to illustrate those five steps, Sylvain and I have worked on some example that we want to share with you just to be sure that you really see all of those five steps in a journey. So Sylvain, I'll let you go and I'll go right after.
All right. So I was in a searching of an answer, okay? So I was doing live sales for myself and I say, my God, how can I increase, you know, my sales? And I was asking question, and I said, maybe I could try draws. So, but for me, draws was not good because, you know, I start, let's say, a draws for Christmas, and it's going to finish just before, let's say, Mother's Day. Okay, you know, it was very long. Okay, so I say, oh my God, this is not my strength. Okay, so my friend Nicole told me, okay, Sylvain, I decide I'm going to do draws, and I decide I'm going to draw, let's say, a stock cooker in my live sales. And she sold all the tickets during the live sales. So I said, oh my God. Okay. And she said, you know, I'm doing games. People love games. So I say, okay, I'm going to try something. So I found that I have, let's say, a beautiful container. It was exclusive. So I put jelly bean inside and I say, okay, I'm going to test this. I'm going to test the draws in the live sales or game in the live sales. So I had that pot with that container with all the jelly beans. And I asked people, okay, you're going to bet how many jelly beans there in the pot. You're going to pay $5. And at the end, someone, the one who is very close to the number will win the container. And then nobody wants a ticket. So I was thinking to myself, you know what? You are there. Okay, you listen to me like 2 hours and you cannot put, let's say, $5 just to play. So I said, oh my God, this is unbelievable. I cannot do draws in my live sales. So, okay. I say, okay, I'm going to try something else. I won't give up. So I decide, okay, I'm going to draw something, not at $150 like my friend Nicole. I'm going to draw something at $50. I can feel that 10 tickets, let's say at $5, I can sell this. And even if I don't sell it, I'm going to draw it anyways. So at the end of the live sales, I was asking people and they bought tickets. And okay, yes, I succeed with $50. So I say, okay, I'm going to do it the next live sales. And then I say, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to take a big, big, big bite. I'm going to increase that number to 75. So $75 a draw, and it works. And after that, I say, okay, it's not the best, but I'm going to learn again. So I watch other colleagues, and one of the colleagues say, you know what? When you draw something, let's say you draw that container, some people, they love that container, but some people, they don't like that container. So they don't want to participate to the draw. So she said, why would you not offer, let's say, a buffet, okay? Give option to people. People loves option, okay? They don't want to eat spaghetti, okay? They want to have, let's say, chicken or fries or, okay? They want to do decide themselves. So I say, okay, I'm going to do this. So I decide I'm going to do, let's say, six choice at $75, and I'm going to do one at $150. And I start to offer option. Let's say one at $3 and one at $5. So people have more option, more flexibility. And you know what? I sold it like that. I say, oh my God, it works. So I decide I'm going to increase. So at the end, let's say at the end of story, so test, fail, okay, learn, improve. So now I had, let's say, one draw for a pot at $300 per live sales, one draw at $150, one draw at $100, one draw at $50. And people, they love choice, different prices and different price ticket. So that way it works. And at the end of the story, I was selling, let's say, $1,000 of draw and less in my live sales. Okay. So that was, let's say, that was a path. Okay. Let's say that I learned that people, they want to have choice, option, and you can offer like, let's say a buffet. So now I call it the buffet. Okay, choose your buffet, whatever you like. So that way, so that was an assumption. Okay, I say, I don't think the draw will work in my group. And guess what? It worked because I continually improve the system.
Thank you, Sylvain, and I can really relate to that. I did remember my first draw, okay? It was modular, and I started at the beginning of 2020. I remember January 2020, and it took 6 months before filling the first draw. So in my mind, this was to put into the garbage, okay? It's not working. But now, yes, I see the full potential because you try it, you test it, you fail, you learn from it, you improve. And yes, obviously, like right now, I have that same success as you have also with the draw. So my example is about like the fam, okay? So this is a concept that we have developed, that we have worked on since we are fully on social media, okay, with the technology, and it happened during 2020 with the COVID, because I did remember, like, we were a home party business, so we never had to interact and create interaction with people online. Now knowing that, yes, a lot of people are working toward having the attention of people. So that was the first time that we get on social media because of COVID during 2020. And yes, at the beginning, it was kind of easy. Everybody was at home. So we don't necessarily had to create those big connections like to sell or even to recruit at the beginning. But it comes to a point where, okay, we need to adapt the way we are doing things. And I did remember we attend to an event where we meet two people like Jesse Lee Words and Fraser Brooks that were talking about that concept of famming. And we were like, what is that? Okay. So which those three letters are for found, add, and message people. So they were explaining to us, okay, you need to create content that will actually be attractive content where people can interact with, and then you need to get in connection with. So we were asking ourselves, okay, is it really working? Because the only way we had to connect was through a party or even through a salon and like kiosk and all those things. So I did remember also taking like a class with Fraser Brooks where he was explaining a protocol of what you need to do. So what I've decided to do is take this exact protocol of, okay, you get in touch with the people, if the person answered to you or no, what you are doing, if she answering, you need to get to know like the Lord, the location or occupation, recreation, and dream. And then you ask them the question to come and see and tools. And then like you get in touch with the tool. Then after what? So it was really a structured protocol that I've decided to copy paste, not changing anything. And obviously I was stuck. I was stuck because it wasn't working the way he has explained it as it should be. Easy to get in touch and like recruit people through it. So those testing like get me to fail and ask myself, okay, what I need to change and what I need to adapt. And this has started in 2020 and 2021. But the way I've learned through that process, okay, brings me to 2023 and 2024. So those four elements, those five steps, okay, remember that they can be on a long period of time. So what I've learned from it is actually that sometimes English doesn't translate, okay, with French necessarily. So I need to adapt it. So we had no tool also like at that moment. That's the reason why 2 weeks ago, I decided to start a information session. So I needed a tool so people can get in touch with information about our business. So not having that, okay, I realized that, okay, I was stuck. So what I needed to do was first adapt it and improve, okay, those the way I approach people. So I've tested. It's not because I've only improved in 2023 and 2024 that I did not try it. So I try to get in touch with people more directly. So when they join my group, I fam them, I open the discussion, and I get straight to the point of what are you looking for on my group? On what do you want to know about the products? And I realized that doing that with more than 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, that people were really like stopping me and getting like they took a step back and they were not inclined of talking to me because the first question I asked them was related to my products and related to like the business and being a seller. So I improved the way I opened the discussion with somebody that get on my group. So now I'm just telling them, I want to say welcome to my group. And when they answer, thank you, I just say, now the discussion is open. If you have any question, looking for ideas, recipes, promotion, just know that you can write me here or comment on the group. I don't like get immediately with something about the products or the recruitment because they are there to discover me. We are not there yet into our relationship. So this helped me improve the way I get in touch. So now it's easier to get to the next step and know them. So know where they are, what they do, their occupation, their hobbies, and all of those things. So then I can get to the next step, which is connect them to a tool, which is my session of information that I have on Saturday morning. So yes, I improve it. And now I am in a place where I can integrate all of that process now in 2024. So it took me 3 to 4 years to complete that circle and just like get to the point of, okay, now I know what I'm doing. I perfected it and it's working. So I just need like to continue and get that experience so I'm able like to help the people in my team get to the point where I am right now without taking them 3 years. So yes, that process can be a long one. And to finish the chapter today with you on the podcast, I want to read you it's the Lion Chasers Manifesto that I think quite do a good summary of the chapter before tomorrow we begin the other one. So here it goes. Quit living as if the purpose of life is to arrive safely at death. Run to the roar. Set God-sized goals. Pursue God-given passions. Go after a dream that is destined to fail without divine intervention. Stop pointing out problems. Become part of the solution. Stop repeating the past. Start creating the future. Face your fears. Fight for your dreams. Grab opportunity by the mane and don't let go. Live like today is the first day and the last day of your life. Burn sinful bridges. Blaze new trails. Live for the applause of nail-scarred hands. Don't let what's wrong with you keep you from worshiping what's right with God. Dare to fail. Dare to be different. Quit holding out. Quit holding back. Quit running away. Chase the lion. So I really love how John Maxwell finishes chapter that you need to remember that whatever it takes attitude is presented here about what is that attitude and how you need to approach life, which is those 5 steps about testing, failing, learning, improving, and get back to where you want to be to continue and improve and get to the next challenge. So thank you so much. Thank you, Sylvie, for putting the story into the comments. We will put it also on Inspirational Group Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So on that, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We're seeing you tomorrow at 8 with the next chapter that is about serving people, about servanthood. So on that, have a nice day, everyone.